Hi all, Jeremy here. Look, just a quick apology. The audio in the interview between Kate and I this week is not as crisp as we'd like. I obviously didn't listen hard enough to the free tutorial on YouTube that was supposed to get me over the line as being a podcast recorder. We'll do better next week. We'll get a more in-depth tutorial free on YouTube, of course. But it's still a good podcast, still worth listening to, and it's not too bad. Enjoy.
I'm Gen Yer Kate.
And I'm Gen Xer Jeremy.
And together we're talking serious shit. Jeremy, how you doing?
Kate, podcast two.
Oh my goodness.
Who thought we'd get this far?
Honestly, I'm very proud of us, to say the least.
So am I.
But there was an obvious choice and topic for this week, I'd say.
Well, there was, wasn't there?
There was. As soon as we'd finished episode two, I was like, this is exactly...
No, episode one.
No, you're right, episode one. Yeah. So sorry, I'm already jumping the gun.
Slick operation.
As soon as we finished episode one, I messaged you and said, I know what I want to talk about next week.
And it is. It's our GLADS.
It's our GLADY girl.
So for those who aren't in New South Wales, the New South Wales Premier resigned.
She resigned out of nowhere.
Well, out of nowhere for some.
True.
For some.
Yes,
for some.
We'll cover that.
So we thought, well, let's have a little in-depth talk
about... Yeah, tell me about GLADIS. Like, so, Jeremy, what has happened?
And look, I want to be very open and transparent here. I'm a big GLADIS fan. I love GLADIS. I thought she was fantastic. And I was very sad, really sad to
Same.
See. I think most of the state felt the way. You know, you look at some of the people that responded. I mean, Labor Party people saying, oh, this is really sad to see it go. So,
absolutely.
How do we end up here? So,
tell me.
tell you. So, the first thing we've got to understand is this organization called ICAC, and it's not what someone does after I tell a great joke. Hey, boom, boom. So ICAC, the independence. I had to do one bad joke. All right.
Honestly, I was waiting for it.
I know. So the New South Wales Independent Commission Against Corruption. This is an organisation that has the power to investigate, as it says, corruption within government. And government is, in this instance, it can be local government, it can be state government, it can be a member of parliament, it can be a local councillor, it can be a public servant or companies that are dealing with government. So it's an investigation organisation that was set up in 1988 by the Premier then, Nick Greiner, who ironically had to resign because of ICAC.
Stop it.
No.
You're kidding.
He had to resign.
It was his own undoing.
And so GLADIS is actually the third Premier of New South Wales that has had to resign because of an investigation of ICAC.
Okay.
And this is where we sort of ended up. Now, which has led to another debate about ICAC. And there's always, you know, whenever you have these sort of organisations, there's always a lot of debate about what they do, should they have too much power. So ICAC has amazing powers. They can make people come and give evidence. They can actually tap people's phones. And,
wow.
And you know, during this whole situation, there's phone calls of, you know, the Premier with her, and we found out because of ICAC her boyfriend, and this is what's led us to this day. So,
gosh, knows how to pick him.
Knows how to pick him. So, the gentleman in question, Mr. Darryl Maguire, who was an MP, you know, let's just say he's now the ex-boyfriend of the Premier. ICAC says did some dodgy deals that he had carried favour and got commissions from government funding of organisations. Now, again, this is just under investigation. It's not been in court. He hasn't been committed or found guilty of anything yet, but they are investigating. And so what they announced last week, to go back a few steps, when they were investigating him, obviously they knew that the Premier had a relationship with him because they had telephone taps of their conversations.
Oh, dear.
I know.
So their relationship at this point is very much private.
No one knew. And you know, GLADIS, once it became public, said, look, this was a private matter. I didn't see the need to declare it. It was my own private life.
Totally.
So obviously she got called in and she had to give evidence, in this, and there were some tapes played, and the tapes were, well, what ICAC will say would be questionable of her knowledge of his wrongdoings.
Right.
And so they want to investigate how much she knew. Has she broken parliamentary trust? I forget the exact words they use. There's these wonderful words that they use. Anyway, public trust by, you know, I wish I wear my glasses. But anyway, so.
Apparently you guys can see Jeremy trying to read right now.
Unfortunately, the rooms are long enough for me to actually reach it. So Gladys, they announced last week that they were going to do an investigation into Gladys and her actions. So she said, right, I can't stay on as premier when this is hanging over my head. I need to address this. It's not, I've asked ministers when they have been under investigation in ICAC to stand aside. I'm premier. The rules are a little bit different. I just can't stand aside, you know, especially during COVID. So she said, I will resign. Right. And she resigned. Wow. And so on the 18th of October, ICAC will hold a hearing into her actions.
Right. Okay. And so when will Daryl Maguire, when is he going to be?
I think that's ongoing.
It's ongoing.
That's ongoing too. And so, look, now this adds to some areas where people are concerned about the powers of ICAC.
Sure.
And what they say and what people who are supporters of the Premier would say that, here is a situation where the Premier is not found guilty of anything. She is under investigation, but that hasn't been proven or hasn't actually, there's no charges against her of corruption, and she's had to resign just because an accusation's been made.
Okay.
Where, you know, we have a presumption of innocence.
Yeah.
We have a presumption that someone has the right to be considered not guilty, yes, until proven guilty. And so people saying, well, ICAC's different to that. ICAC has an ability to just investigate someone and then hold them publicly, so the media get it, mm-hmm, it's a big public trial, and at the end of the day nothing could be found, but their reputation has been
totally trashed. Because that was my question, was what happens in either scenario, whether she's found innocent or guilty?
So they don't actually prosecute, if you say, under law. They make recommendations to the government solicitors, the DPP, to then take it to court. And this is another thing that people say, well, the burden of proof in court is a lot higher,
yeah,
than the burden of proof in ICAC. So let's take, for example, the second premier that had to resign because of ICAC. This was Barry O'Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Barry O'Farrell gave evidence during an inquiry, and was asked whether or not he was given a bottle of wine, a very expensive bottle of wine, $3,000 bottle of wine.
Just a Saturday night.
Hey! That's one you have at the beginning of dinner, not the end.
Absolutely.
And so he said in the witness box, look, I can't remember, I don't recall, but I don't think I did, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, cut a long story short, it was found later on that he actually had received it. A thank you note was given. So therefore, he resigned. But when ICAC eventually did their final report into all these actions that they were doing, what they said about Barry O'Farrell was, we don't think he actually deliberately tried to mislead us, and that his actions of receiving the bottle did not lead to any favour. In fact, he actually made a decision against the person who gave him the bottle. So people saying, well, then why then drag a premier through all that? We get rid of a premier when there's no outcome.
Because by the end of it, he's lost everything.
Exactly. So, you know, he lost his career.
Yeah.
And so this is the third, and they're all Liberal premiers, but that doesn't mean it's just the Liberal Party. Labor have had many ministers, and they've had their secretary of the party go through. So there's been a whole litany of cases through it.
What do you think Gladys will go on to do after this? Like, what does a premier do once?
Well, it all depends on how this ICAC report ends up. So if she is cleared, or if there's no charges made against her, look, so there's talk that, you know, she might go federal. I think it's just too soon to tell.
Okay. But,
so that's where we're at. And so I think my summary about where we're going to get to, I think there will be more pressure on ICAC.
Okay.
And people will say, well, why can't you do your investigations in private, away from public, before you actually then go and trash someone's reputation in such a way?
Absolutely.
And so that's one of the, I think, the areas that a lot of the pressure will be on ICAC, and especially if she is found to have done nothing wrong.
Absolutely, absolutely. It was almost, not like all for nothing, but for her to, we all love her, and she could have stepped down for no reason.
But you know what's worse?
Tell me.
Our new premier
yeah.
is a Gen Y-er. He's a millennial.
Oh.
couldn't believe it. He's a millennial.
After all that, oh huh? God. Are you all right?
No. Has it come to this? Has it come to this?
It would seem that way. We're moving in that direction. All right.
So anyway, so hopefully that's wrapped up a little bit about that.
I have a quick question. How can they be – why are they even up to Gladys going through this right now if Daryl hasn't even had his findings against him? Like, shouldn't he have been able to actually found that he has done something wrong before – Gladys is even being dragged through this?
So what ICAC would say is, oh, well, this wasn't an area that we were investigating, but through the evidence we've found another area, so it goes off.
Right. Okay,
and again, so again, very different from a court of law. Yeah, you know, court of law says this is what we've got to investigate and this is what we're after and this is what we'll do, where ICAC can go off in, you know, in other directions if new evidence comes out. So those who would be supportive of ICAC would say this is a good thing, you know, that all of a sudden we're investigating things we didn't know about. Others would say, well, then there's fishing expeditions that they go on, and they're trying to entrap and get people.
Exactly.
You know, so again, I think what we're going to come out of this is there's going to be a lot of talk about reforming of ICAC.
Yeah.
Always has been and always will be.
Yeah.
And just add one little last bit. Federal government is under pressure to do a federal ICAC that does the same sort of thing at the federal level. So that's actually – and the Liberals have been a little bit hesitant in doing that. Labor's very, very in favour of it. But I think given the actions in New South Wales, it will slow that process down a little bit.
I think so, exactly, especially after this. You're right.
All right. So a word from our sponsor.
A word from our sponsor.
We don't actually have one, but I just want to leave.
Sounds good.
It sounds good. We may have one next week if my sister can actually upload this onto Apple, because I can't. So it's sort of like a barter system.
It's a work in progress, guys.
If she uploads this onto Apple, I said I'll plug her her little business. So
we don't give. It's got to be give take.
It's good give take. And also correspondence. Yeah, we didn't get any because...
Oh, I looked at Jeremy Blankley in that moment. So, who?
Well, because I haven't worked out how to actually get people to know what our email address is.
I know. It's pretty funny. Last episode we put out to you guys, you know, let us know what you want to hear about with no way of you letting us know what you want to hear about. So.
This is organic and raw. This is organic and raw. Okay, so... Anyway, well, that's I think we've covered everything.
Honestly, I feel smarter after this. No, I think you did cover it, and I think that makes so much more sense, because we really kind of, Gladys all of a sudden just disappeared, and we're all kind of like, this investigation's been ongoing for some time, and now it's all out in the public.
And then on the 18th of October, you'll understand why Gladys is back in the news.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
All right. Well, until our next podcast, goodbye.
Goodbye, guys.
And seem to stop that.
Oh.